Wheaton College broke with almost a century and a half of tradition last night and danced up a storm. The small Christian college in Wheaton, Illinois, had a rule against social dancing on campus, but decided it was finally time. Still, nobody wanted things to get too wild and crazy, so although the first dance took place in the new millennium, the atmosphere was a little bit 50s. Bethany Jones is head of the student union and the organizer of the party. She joins us from the campus by telephone. So, Bethany, how was it?
It was fantastic. There were around 1,200 people there, probably a little more than that.
My goodness, that's about half the campus.
It is.
So swing dancing, that was the order of the day?
Yes, we chose to do swing dancing because it was something that is fairly innocuous and lots of people here are involved in it already in off-campus dancing.
Now, I understand that although the rules have been changed at Wheaton and dancing is all right, that a dance should still be an occasion for modest behavior.
Yes. We were trying to avoid any sort of behavior that was overtly sexual, provocative, just because that's not what we're about.
Did this feel like a revolutionary moment at Wheaton?
Sort of. We did want to keep it sort of low-key, but on the other hand, we realized this is a big moment for Wheaton College.
So did you decorate the gym?
Yes. We ended up buying a bunch of old records from thrift stores in the area, and we had cut out music notes out of poster board, and we had cardboard stars and Christmas lights all the way around. It looked phenomenal, and we were so pleased with how it turned out.
Bethany Jones is head of the student union at Wheaton College in Illinois, which had its first dance on Friday night. Bethany Jones, thanks very much.
Thank you, Linda.